Andrew, welcome back to the programme. 23 minutes to the hour is the time. And let us say good evening to Liam Horan. Good evening to you, Liam.
Good evening, Aidan.
And welcome indeed to the programme. It's an email this evening from IS. I've been called to interview and the company has told me the names of the three people who'll be interviewing me. I'm afraid to look them up on LinkedIn because they might think I'm stalking them. What's your advice? Before you answer that question, Liam, would it be normal for the company to advise candidates of the interview board?
Generally, not so much in the private sector, Aidan, but sometimes in, we say, if you're going for a job in teaching or, you know, an assistant principal post or something in the HSE, perhaps, and sometimes in private companies as well. But it's more often not the case than it is the case. And I think it's a great advantage when you do get the names of the interview panel. And I would say to our listeners this evening that, you know, far from thinking that they'll think you're stalking them, that you should think that because just to explain, when you on LinkedIn, which is a kind of a Facebook for business and careers, if I look at your profile on LinkedIn, you can possibly see that I viewed it. They tell you five people viewed your profile, and they'll show three names of the five people. So you may see that I have viewed your profile. So what our listener is worrying about is that these people might see you looking at them, see your name, and then link you to the interview. Okay, so that doesn't happen on Twitter or that doesn't happen on Facebook, but it does happen on LinkedIn. But rather than feeling that IS is stalking them, I think they should feel that if their name is identified or is spotted, that they're doing their research. You know, if you're going to meet somebody for a business meeting, which is what an interview effectively is, you know, you do your homework by knowing a bit about them. You know, if you had their CV or if you could talk to somebody who knew them, you wouldn't just walk up and tell me what you're all about kind of thing. So it's, in many ways, good manners and certainly good preparation to, you know, learn a bit about the makeup, about the person, the people you're meeting. And apart from that, from the sort of good manners side of it, I think the preparation side can be very useful because you can discover what these people are into, what their particular speciality in their profession is, and it may well be something you've got an interest in or a speciality in as well. So, you know, when we meet people, the more we can know about them in terms of their interests and specialities, etc., the more likely we are to, you know, sort of interact with them in a warmer or more knowledgeable kind of
now,
a way.
I don't want to be facetious here, Liam, but there are three people on this interview board. Let's say, for argument's sake, one of them is a member of Fianna Fáil, say, and one of them is big Manchester United fan.
Yes.
And the third is kind of a GA fan, but nothing too exciting. Are you seriously saying to me that the candidate can kind of determine the direction of the interview so that he's saying wonderful things about Manchester United and wonderful things about the GAA and wonderful things about De Valera as the best leader the country ever had in an effort to get the job?
Or am I being too facetious here? I don't think there's any such category, really, in the modern world. I think that's not where I would go. I certainly wouldn't go down the political line. I think it's not something for an interview. But what about if you discover that this person taught the same subjects that you teach? What about if you discover this person brought students to the Young Scientist Exhibition and you've done the same? Do you know what I mean? I think it's much more of a professional overview you're getting. And on LinkedIn, It's not the Facebook style of Man United, Fianna Fáil, that kind of stuff. It's much more career and business focused. So you're not likely to find somebody's favorite club or whatever on LinkedIn. So I think I wouldn't go the way that you're suggesting the candidate might go. But if there are professional areas of interest or of mutual interest or just are professional areas that, you know, that are flagged on their LinkedIn profile, I think that can help. I wouldn't go in there completely skewering everything down that way. But, you know, just to be aware of it, if something might pass by, you know, and to be able to say to an interview panel member, you know, that's something that you'd know a lot about, you know, from your background. Or, I'm sure you understand that in full because you're a specialist in that area. Without engaging in flattery or without kind of going out your way to hit that point, it may just come along the way. In the same way that as you prepare for other parts of the interview, you're not sure what's going to come up. whatever comes up, hopefully you can hit it. Do you know what I mean?
So, and the individuals on the board wouldn't regard such inquiries, if I can put it like that, as stalking the interview board?
No, because if they didn't want their profile viewed in the first place, they wouldn't have a profile
on
there. You know what I mean? It's I would say no. I would, of course, I would stop short of contacting them in any way, but I think no harm to look at them. It's part of that whole sort of sequence of looking at the website of the company, looking at the individual profiles, looking at the company's LinkedIn profile. There's kind of a checklist of things you should be doing when you go for an interview, and I'd say that's among that checklist.
So, Liam, just from a broader point of view, over the past months, we've spoken a lot about the importance of knowing about the company. You've emphasised that time and time again. But there's no harm either in knowing something about the interview panel, particularly, well, obviously, if you're actually given their names by the company, because perhaps what the company wants to find out is as to whether or not you will make those inquiries.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, if you don't prepare properly, it's going to show. If you do prepare properly, it's also going to show. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's and they may well, that's something companies, I believe, are very attuned to, is how well prepared are you? How well do you know us? How well do you have you figured out what this job is about? I think for lots of reasons, not least of which is the egotistical element, perhaps, that people want to feel that you have bothered to research my company. And, you know, it could be annoying for people if you turn up without knowing the company very well. So, you know, you don't know where the benefit is going to come if you do it, but I think you're pretty sure where the negative is going to come if you don't do it.
Very good.
As in, they'll think you're not prepared.
Very good. We must leave it at that. Liam Horan, Managing Director of Schlienua Careers, as always, many thanks, and we'll talk to you again this evening, weekend, or about 5:30.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Many thanks indeed.